It is Friday. We do some weekend events and activities at this time, and that's what we're doing for you at this time, reminding you of some of the things that are happening this weekend and even beyond, as we sometimes go when it comes to the events and the activities. We should mention that with you, Art Lewis in studio, you will be involved in a couple of visits this weekend for events and activities.
I will indeed be at Wolf Isles tomorrow from 9 to noon for their Weber Days. And there'll be a Weber chef there cooking out on the gas grills. So come on out and take advantage and get some great food. That's from 9 to noon tomorrow for me. And then from 1 to 3, I'm going to move over to the Old Town Junction at Hamilton and Mackinac, where they have their summer boogie party. And that street's going to be closed right in front of them on Hamilton, just so you know that. But it's going to be a fun time. So we'll tell you all about it tomorrow.
So 9 to noon, Wolf Isles, and 1 to 3, The Junction.
You got it.
We'll listen for updates during the Saturday programming on WSGW with Art. Other activities that are going on, lots of things. Let's get through these. You heard Dave talking about the food trucks at Jolt tonight. But also tonight at the Jack Barstow Airport in Midland, there's going to be a food truck on hand. Nom Nom Ninja will be appearing for you to enjoy. And that leads into Saturday's Experimental Aircraft Association Chapter 1093's Young Eagles Flight Day. Free airplane rides for kids aged 8 to 17, weather permitting. And you visit youngeaglesday.com to sign up and find out more. Youngeaglesday.com. That tomorrow for the flights. That food truck appearance today, by the way, going on today. We have happening at the Thomas Township Parks and Recreation in Roberts Park tonight. It is a chance for you to enjoy an outdoor movie. And American Underdog is going to be shown. The movie starts at dark, so it'll be after 9 o'clock, very, you know, close to 9:30 probably, if not longer. But that's happening with the Saginaw Township County Parks and Thomas Township Parks and Recreation. Roberts Park is free. American Underdog, an outdoor movie being shown tonight. We have the Japanese Cultural Center Tea House and Gardens in Saginaw with a tea ceremony tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Reservations are required. It's $10. You can call or you can also go online to JapaneseCulturalCenter.org to find out more information about that tea ceremony. Tomorrow at 2, JapaneseCulturalCenter.org. A reminder that with the Saginaw Township Public Libraries, the summer reading programs are underway. And if you visit SaginawLibrary.org, SaginawLibrary.org, you can find out more about some of the events and the activities officially associated with all the different library branches in Saginaw when it comes to the public libraries of Saginaw and the summer reading programs that go on. Saginaw Art Museum has a second Saturday event going on tomorrow. It is a noon till 5 p.m., and docent tours are available as part of this second Saturday event. This is where you can enjoy free admission into the museum to explore the museum independently. Again, a guided docent tour will help you take you through the museum. And it is tomorrow, noon till 5 p.m., and the docent tour is going to be at 1 o'clock specifically, second Saturday at the Saginaw Art Museum. Kids Free Fishing Weekend is going to be taking place on Ojibwe Island in the boat docks. You can bring your own pole and bait. All fishing license fees are waived for kids to enjoy the free fishing weekend. That is tomorrow and Sunday, both, by the way, June 11th and 12th. On Ojibwe Island and the associated boat docks. Coming up on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Temple Theater, it is the performance. It was a rescheduled performance that had to be canceled, but tomorrow's the date for the special performance of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, featuring the Saginaw Choral Society, soloists, the SCS Youth Choir, and Adam Prime out of Peace Lutheran Church will be singing. A great performance is going to be to enjoy Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat on stage at the Temple Theater, 3 o'clock tomorrow. SaginawChoralSociety.com to find out more. That's SaginawChoralSociety.com. Tomorrow on Sunday, it's the 48th annual Riverside Art Festival in downtown Bay City. As the artists to be located in downtown Bay City along the riverfront for a great festival weekend, which is going to be running starting at 10 o'clock on Saturday. And 11 till 4 on Sunday, 10 till 5 on Saturday, 11 till 4 on Sunday for the handmade pottery, the jewelry, the weaving, the sculpturing, the watercolors, the woodworking, so much more that's associated with the Riverside Art Festival in downtown Bay City. If you visit facebook.com/Riverside Art Festival, you'll find out more about it. facebook.com/Riverside Art Festival tomorrow and Sunday in Bay City. Tomorrow, the God's Helping Hands of Hemlock and Merrill once again is going to be available for you at the Zion Lutheran Church with free items given away when it comes to food and clothing distributions and household items. Everyone's welcome, and there are no requirements. This is Zion Lutheran Church, corner of Iva and Dice Roads, every second and fourth Saturday of every month from 10 till noon that you can get God's Helping Hands of Hemlock and Merrill helping out you. Coming up Saturday from 1 till 2 and again from 3 till 4, two times, Hell's Half Mile Walking Tours with Sam Fitzpatrick. This is at the Bay County Historical Museum. A chance to find out how those lumberjacks in the 1800s would, well, create a Hell's Half Mile of the gambling houses and the raucous saloons and brothels and even the tunnels and catacombs under the city streets that made it so famous. It is a tour of historical referencing, and there's some adult subject matter in case you have youngsters along. You might want to know that. But it is tomorrow and two times, 1 o'clock till 2 and 3 o'clock until 4. The Vardar Soccer Club making a return to the Great Lakes Bay Area, and some tryouts going to be held tomorrow and Sunday. This is going to be in Midland at the corner of East Lawn Drive and Swede Avenue. And Steve Walker and Stevie Shard are both involved coaches at Northwood University men's soccer program. If you go to VardarSoccer.com, you can find out more. Vardar, V-A-R-D-A-R, VardarSoccer.com, and the tryouts for the Vardar Soccer Club return to the Great Lakes Bay region area. The summer reading program for Bay County is going to kick off this coming Monday. And events going on this coming week at Auburn City Park, at Sage Library, at the Wirt Public Library, and the Bay County Boys and Girls Club. If you go to baycountylibrary.org, you can find out more about what's happening when it comes to the Bay County Library System's summer reading program kicking off on Monday, baycountylibrary.org. Come next Tuesday, the Saginaw Police, featuring another front porch roll call, your chance to meet and interact with officers who patrol your neighborhood, and a chance to ask questions and get to know. It's going to be happening at 416 Jamison Street in Saginaw. It is an outdoor event, and if you check out the Saginaw Police Department Facebook page, you can get some updates on that. But it is on Tuesday, 6 p.m. when it starts, Saginaw Police Front Porch Roll Call, and you are invited to participate. There'll be more roll calls in the future at other locations. This one on Tuesday is at 416 Jamison in Saginaw. Coming up on Tuesday, the Bridgeport Historical Society and its free concert series gets underway. And this is Tuesday evenings. You bring a chair and join at the museum, the Bridgeport Historical Museum. Refreshments will be available for purchase. And on Tuesday, Eric Thorpe will be performing for the event from 7 until 8:30 in the evening in the Bridgeport Historical Society Museum on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, Thomas Township Parks and Recreation begins its summer Picnic in the Cart Park concert series from 6:30 until 8:30 at Key Park at 400 Letty Road. And on Tuesday, Cease will be performing. And if you check Facebook for Thomas Township Parks and Recreation, you can stay up to date with information that you need. At the Temple Theater next Tuesday, Museum Tunes gets underway from the summer. It's from 6, doors open at 6, and the show is at 7. It's free at the Saginaw Art Museum. Cherie Williams performing with special guest Charles Allen. And that is on Tuesday, which reminds us on Thursday, Cherie Williams is the featured performer for the Saginaw YMCA's Concert for a Cause. That'll be taking place right there on the riverfront to benefit the YMCA and the Eastside Soup Kitchen in Saginaw. 5:30 until 8 p.m. Food trucks will be available, too. It's free to the community. If you visit SaginawYMCA.org, you can find out more. That's SaginawYMCA.org. Next Thursday, you're going to find also another event. This is at the Dow Gardens, Wednesday's the 15th. The Dow Gardens Lunchtime Concert Series kicks off. Indigo Moon will be the performance. You bring a lawn chair or blanket to enjoy at the Birch Grove at Dow Gardens. Picnics are welcome. Go to dowgardens.org to find out more. That's dowgardens.org to find out more. Next Wednesday also, the Freeland Summer Concert Series begins at Hayes Park. That's at 9200 Midland Road, 6:30 until 9. It's free admission. And next Thursday, Butch Palooza will be performing for that concert. Go to freelandparks.com to find out more. freelandparks.com, and you can find out more. And one more, Tunes by the Tridge. That's continuing as it's getting underway for another season. And next Thursday, June 16th, Rebel Line will be the performance for the Tunes by the Tridge, the summer concert series. Go to cityofmidland.gov to find out more. cityofmidlandmi.gov to find out more, actually, of that. Lots of things going on, as you can imagine, as we're getting toward the official summer season. It's feeling like summer now, but summer doesn't begin for another week or so. But that's on the calendar. But a lot of the events and the activities are reflective of what's fun ahead for the summer season.